of the Gestapo Chief series that was written by Greg Douglas. And if you give us some information about Heinrich Mueller.
There was a lot of controversy about Gregory Douglas. Of course, that's not his real name.
I know that.
But I never read them. They sold very well, that I could tell you. And otherwise, I have very little to say about it.
All right. Any other questions, John?
I had seen on David Irving's website, and
right.
he kind of contested some of the documents that were supposedly used on there. And I'm just very curious about that. I have the series, and I've read them, and they're interesting reading, but I was always curious about that. That answers my question then.
Well, Michael Collins Piper has made it clear over and over again that they're all fakes and that you
right?
can't listen to anything that Douglas says. I simply don't know enough about him or anything that he does to comment. I never read them. I think I've spoken to him once. And you know, it's just not really my area, and it's difficult for me to comment. I do know what a lot of other people's opinions are. And Gregory Douglas is one of these guys that garners a tremendous amount of passion one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have made the claim that he is simply a forger. A lot of people think that he is the greatest genius around. So it's very difficult for me to really come down on one side or the other.
All righty. Okay, if you don't have any other questions, we'll let you
do it.
Okay, John, thank you. That gives us just enough time then to wrap up because I know you have to leave. You always stimulate a lot of caller input, and you always have a very fascinating, something to say about everything. I liked your column on the passing of General Pinochet in Chile and how the media once again have demonstrated their allegiance with the communists there and typical bias of the media. You've done some great work on your website. And people can just access it very simple, the American Journal of Russian and Slavic Studies. And all they have to do is go to russjournal.com. Is that right, Matt?
That's right. Very simple. And I know that the Pinochet piece is really the only non-Russian thing on there. When he passed away, mm-hmm. I couldn't resist. I'd always been a fan of his, and mm-hmm. He was a good man, and it's a shame that he's gone.
Well, yeah, I mean, what he did is what some people suggest, hey, wouldn't be a bad idea here. The few remaining patriots maybe that exist in the Pentagon or in the military establishment might think about what they were facing in Chile when the communists were beginning to take over and destroy the currency with 1,000% inflation, bombings, police, and so forth were being killed, and they were ready to move in with the heavy guns. And the women of Chile went to his house and the militaries and said, "Either act now, or you will bear the fruit of the chicken seed which we're leaving at your doorstep." Well, they acted, and they saved the country. Would that we would have such a situation in America today. Save us from Bush and Cheney and the neocons, Matt. Well, thank you for being with us, and I know your time is precious. You've got a lot of things to do, and you're teaching college, and just bless you. You're a tremendous asset, and we value your guesting on the program.
I appreciate all your help, Rick. And listen, you have a following. You're doing well. I appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you, Rick.
Amen. God bless. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye. Matt. All right. Well, we'll be back. I got a lot more to talk about. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
That we are. We're back now, and I'll tell you, I have a lot that I'd like to introduce to the table, as they say, and I'll do it now. 1-800-313-9443, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is a column that was syndicated throughout the newspapers of America by, I think, a pretty decent guy. He's a, and I, you know, I don't believe in psychology. I don't subscribe to the schlock of modern psychology or ancient psychology, as far as I'm concerned. I believe it's schlock science for the most part. But this guy is pretty good, and his name, of course, is John Roseman. You've heard of him. John Roseman is a family psychologist in North Carolina, and he writes a column, a weekly column, and it's in many newspapers across the nation. Well, he wrote today, California's proposed anti-spanking law is nothing short of stupid. That's the title they gave it in my paper. And he starts off by mentioning this California assemblywoman, Sally Lieber. She's a Democrat from San Francisco. She's proposed a law that would prohibit parental spanking of children younger than age 4. The law, he says, not yet drafted, would make spanking a child 3 and younger a crime punishable by a fine and or jail. I think it's pretty hard to argue that you need to beat a child 3 years old or younger, said Lieber. Now, he says, I agree with that. In fact, I'll expand that to include any age child. But, of course, Lieber is using beat quote unquote, to mean any swat to a child's rear parts. And in so doing, she is revealing a predilection for emotional hyperactivity, the province of the demagogue. Every state in the union prohibits the beating of children, says John Roseman. However, to make the claim that a spanking constitutes child abuse is nothing short of stupid. But then the argument over spanking has devolved into a shouting match between adherents of two equally untenable, stupid positions. On the one hand, he says, you'll find zealots like Sally Lieber. On the other, you can find zealots who do not take the time to do proper biblical study and believe, therefore, that spanking is a demonstration of Christian faith. While a recent guest on TV's Good Morning America, I was informed by a fellow participant in the Shout Fest that the research shows a clear link between spanking and violent behavior. Yes, that's true. But the primary researcher in question, Murray Strauss, is an ideologue who uses, quote, science, unquote, as a front for his political agenda, which is to see spanking outlawed worldwide. Strauss's bias pollutes his research and caused his former graduate research assistant, Robert Lazalier, to openly break with him. Lazalier, now research director at Boys Town, Nebraska, has conducted some of the most objective research going into the subject. He finds no adverse effect of occasional spankings delivered by parents who cherish their children. Another prominent and non-ideological researcher, Deanna Bohm, I can't read the word, it's sort of erased in the paper, but looks like Bohmerind of the University of California, finds that children who are occasionally spanked score higher on measures of adjustment than children who have power to be spanked or never been spanked. Boy, I'm telling you, these presses are so poor today, these newspaper presses. And he says, as for the link between spanking and aggression, one group of researchers found the most reliable predictor of child aggression was parental permissiveness. Since 1965, as the number of parents who spanked declined, so has the child's mental health. So much for Lieber's argument. But we should not expect her to listen to reason, says Roseman. She is, after all, a zealot. Facts will not matter to her. To demonstrate this, I hereby offer to debate her on neutral ground, the floor of the California State Legislature. At my own expense, I won't hold my breath for her reply. Lieber probably believes herself to be a champion for children. In fact, she may be doing children a grave disservice. In a study conducted years after implementation of anti-spanking laws in Sweden, Bob Lazalier found that child abuse had actually increased. Along the same lines, Bohmerind has found that parents who do not believe in spanking are more likely to explode abusively at their children than parents who believe spankings are okay. The proposal only targets parents who spank kids 3 and younger, but it's a sure bet that if it passes, Lieber and her cronies will immediately set about to expand its perimeters, and other states will begin to follow suit. For anti-spanking hysterics, California is only a test case. The real intent is to insert government into the parent-child relationship and eliminate parental discretion to discipline. Lieber's law, if passed, will put us on a slippery slope leading straight to Hillary Clinton's collectivist village, where the elite few, as wryly expressed by columnist Thomas Sowell, impose their superior wisdom and virtue on parents. A warning from Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis in 1856 to 1941 seems particularly appropriate. Those were the years of Mr. Brandeis. He said, quote, "The greatest dangers to liberty lurk in insidious encroachment by men of zeal, well-meaning, but without understanding," quote, unquote. Well, John Roseman, as usual, makes a lot of sense. Now, here's this woman, Lieber, in California, who obviously has too much time on her hands, obviously doesn't have very much upstairs, obviously doesn't have anything morally to speak of to exhibit itself in her thinking, yet she unfortunately occupies state space in the state of California. And she's paid. She's actually there in the state legislature. She's an assemblywoman, Sally Lieber. She obviously doesn't have very much going for her. This is the story that I've been telling you all along, as John Roseman said, about the need to encroach upon the family. This is why you will find all of these socialist, Talmudist, Zionist, globalist, internationalist, interventionist, so-called humanist believers pushing the agenda of banning smoking because of children, of banning spankings, starting with those 4 years and younger, of instituting more controls in the schools to protect the children from hate, quote-unquote, and on and on and on it goes. Here's a classic example of an ideological axe to grind, as John Roseman says, and this is where it's all heading. It's all heading to a total state takeover of the family. Of the family. It's not about safety. It's not about protecting the children. It's none of these things. It's clearly about instituting a total and complete tyrannization of the family by Big Brother and Big Papa, Big Mama and Big Sister. Am I the only one who sees this? Am I? I know there are other thinking, intelligent people who understand what I'm talking about, who know that it has nothing to do with protecting children. And in fact, many of these people, many of these dear, sweet, well-intentioned people can be seen participating in pro-abortion rallies. Kill the children, save the family, save our abortion rights, quote unquote. And that's why we want to ban smoking in the car, if you're a parent with a child, and then we want to come to your house, and we want to take those cigarettes out of your mouth so that we can protect the children. Not the children that we kill in the womb, but the children that we allow to be born. You see how sick and demented these people really are? They're Talmudists. They're globalists. They want the state under the direction of Satan, Lucifer himself, to rear the children. Peace and safety, once again, are the terms, are the key words here. Peace and safety in the family. The family which they are constituting and reconstituting as a state entity, not God's entity. Remember, the family unit is God's divine institution, not the state's. So they must destroy that and then create a new world order and a new order of a redefined family. The state shall be the father. The state shall be the mother. Get it? I just thought I'd mention that to you. If you have a comment on that, you may, but I think John Roseman hit the nail on the head. And by the way, there's been a movement to try to censor him from newspapers across America because of his views. Rick Adams, we'll be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America right here on Republic.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. We're going to take some calls. I've been reading the column today by John Roseman, family psychologist, who is very conservative and very pro-Christian, and he makes some very good points about this proposal to punish with a jail term and, of course, a fine any parent who, quote, beats, unquote, his or her child 4 years or under. Let's talk to Gene in Texas. Hello, Gene.
Yes.
Hey, is this the Gene? Hey, how are you, Gene?
Yes, I guess you could say it's the Gene. Yes.
The Bible man, the Bible truth. All right, Gene, how are you?
I'm fine, Rick.
Good.
I talked to this person that runs this creationist museum in Glen Rose, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And he did say that you could call him, and he'd be glad to be on your program. Call Baugh, B-A-U-G-H.
Oh, good. Well, give me the information privately.
Yes,
and we'll line it up.
Give you the information privately, and you can arrange, he said you could call him and arrange,
a debate.
You know, a debate.
Between you and he. Okay.
I didn't mention debate, really. That kind of scares people sometimes. I just said you'd call him, and arrange for him, you know, and me to be on your program.
All right. Okay.
I want to
leave that information with me. Sure.
Yeah. Who do you want me to leave the information with?
With my producer.
Sure, I'll do that. Anyway, I want to talk about this Protocol of the Elders of Zion.
Yes, yes.
I thought the Barnes Historical Review thought they were authentic. Let me just give a little history.
Well, some do and some don't. Some you know, disagree, obviously. There's enough room to agree or disagree as to whether the book was actually a forgery, a fake, or was it real. I think people will draw their own conclusions that whether it was a fake or not, certainly that has turned out to be the case.
Well, a forgery is just a copy of the original.
Right.
Anyway,
that's true.
It's interesting they call it a forgery and not fraud.
Well, I think some of them do.
A little of the history of this, it is traced back to a French novelist.
Mm-hmm.
Called Eugene, Eugene Sue, S-U-E.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And he wrote a novel called The Mysteries of the People, and he said in that, it was a novel, it's supposed to be a historical novel, where he said the Jesuits were plotting to take over the world. This was back in the 19th century, before the Civil War even,
mm-hmm.
he wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1868, Hermann Godeche, G-O-E-D-S-C-H-E, he was a German, of course, and he wrote a book called Biarritz, B-I-A-R-R-I-T-Z, and he, instead of the Jesuits, he said the nominal Jews were plotting to take over the world in this book. This book was not supposed to be a fiction, even though some people, of course, say it was, but... Anyway, later on, one of the Tsarist secret police people named Golovinsky, G-O-L-O-V-I-N-S-K-I,
uh-huh.
He wrote a book from taking some things from this other book, Biarritz, written in 1868, and he wrote a book called The Protocols of the Elders of Zion. And none of these books that I've mentioned were supposed to be fiction. They were supposed to be factual historical novels. The first one that I mentioned, The Mysteries of the People, but still based in history, just like
mm-hmm.
Gone with the Wind was an historical novel, but based in history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that in the protocols, it does mention a small group of nominal Jews taking over a big country. It's interesting that that did happen in Russia in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
The Bolsheviks, most of them were nominal Jew communists.
Mm-hmm.
All the leaders were. In fact, the leader of the police of the Bolsheviks that killed the Tsar and his family in 1918 was Yurovsky. And he was a nominal Jew also. All the leaders were nominal Jews.
But you know, even before the Bolsheviks came to total control, in 1905, you had the Mensheviks, the Kerensky regime in Russia.
Yes.
As you recall. And there was a tremendous amount of Khazarian, if you will, activity then. And that was the beginning of the implementation of Bolshevism. The Mensheviks were called a Menshevik minority. Bolsheviks were called Bolshevik majority.
Yeah.
The majority of the Communist Party.
In fact, the National Geographic magazine in May of 1907, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
Said that these revolutionaries were just about all nominal Jews back in 1905, 1906 when they had an uprising that was put down. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so these same people eventually took over Russia, but that's what the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion stated, that a small group would take over
yep.
a big country in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
It says that they would also control the media. They would control the economy.
Okay.
This has happened. This
well, see, it could be, it could very well be that there were instrumental people who put out the Learned Elders of Zion and then discredited it so it would accomplish mm-hmm. the purpose of putting anyone who cites it as a documentary on the defensive as a, quote, anti-Semite. In other words, it's cannon fodder for the whole issue of using propaganda to try to discredit the thesis that has already come to fruition. So, in other words, whether or not the documents are documents and they're truly authentic, or whether or not they've been rewritten or set up by someone else, look at the results, see what has happened in history, and then challenge the results and match them against the papers.
Well,
all right, stay with me, Gene. Stay
okay,
with me. I'll be right back. All right, sure. 3 minutes. We'll be right back with more. 800-313. 9443, only right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, we are back, and Gene is on the line from Texas. Gene, go ahead, continue your point.
Well, I just wanted to say that, of course, we know Henry Ford thought the protocols were genuine, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I think he put out his Dearborn Express. I think that was
Dearborn
the name of
Independent.
It. Dearborn Independence.
Yes.
That printed the entire protocols, and he said they were used in the first Zionist Congress as their plan in 1897.
Mm-hmm.
in Switzerland. They met, the first Zionist Congress did meet there in Switzerland in 1897. And it's interesting that the reason that the protocols basically are proclaimed a forgery, even though, like I say, a forgery is just a copy of the original, was a trial that was held in Switzerland, in Bern, Switzerland, B-E-R-N-E, Switzerland, in May of 1935. It was called the Bern Trial, and the court there declared the protocols to be forgeries. Now, this is why in the history textbooks today, they are declared to be forgeries. And because of this trial that declared them to be so in Bern, Switzerland in May of 1935. Well, you know, that court, I mean, why should we just declare something to be, well, a fraud, even though they didn't say they were a fraud, they said they were forgeries again. Why should we just go on what that court said in May of 1935? I mean, that's the only real so-called evidence anybody can point to, if you want to call that trial evidence,
mm-hmm.
That declared the protocols forgeries. I say the history shows the protocols that they were that they are factual, and that because they are happening today and have happened ever since 1897, right after the first Zionist Congress there in Switzerland. I say that proves that they're correct because they are happening. And so,
well,
I mean, that's my
yeah,
biggest evidence.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you can argue either way, and I just think the facts of the matter do, even without the learned elders of Zion, you can quickly come to the conclusion that, empirically speaking, there is a cabal of Jewish leaders, of Kenites, if you will, who
yeah.
call themselves Jews, that indeed seek a world government, seek world supremacy, and they are in key positions of control in the United States and Europe particularly. That's pretty well documented. No one will argue with that.
Well, it's documented in the Bible, and I
yes,
go to that source as my
that's
ultimate
the best source
of evidence.
That's one source that you can always count on.
Exactly, Rick.
Right, Gene.
Well, listen, I'll give this information to your producer, and you can arrange,
Or I can even, if you want, I can even call you directly.
Yes.
And I can do that maybe tomorrow and get all the information from you, and we'll set it up, a program.
All right, sir. I'll look
all
forward
right,
to that.
Gene. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Gene Smith. Good call, and also a good guest from time to time. Here's another caller, Roger from Pennsylvania. Hello. Hello, Roger from Pennsylvania. Are you still there, sir?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Rick. Hey,
yes.
Pat Buchanan on McLaughlin this past Sunday, he put he stepped on the third rail, you might say.
Oh, really?
Now, I just have to throw in that I don't regard him as my champion of paleo-constitutionalism.
Well, that's good.
A little too much of that flirting with Fulani and
mm-hmm.
The Teamsters and such.
Yeah.
And that kind of bare-knuckle protectionist casting of the rather than tariffs for revenue, et cetera. That's
right,
a lot more saleable,
right.
et cetera. But anyway, he really did it. Now, the McLaughlin opening piece was issue one, Black Power, to which alluded to some 42 members of the House and one senator, that being Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pat deprecated this because they were second-tier positions, largely these black political positions, ending with this few seconds here.
So it's not real power. If you want to know ethnicity and power in the United States Senate, 13 members of the Senate are Jewish folks who are from 2% of the population. That is where real power is at, John.
Oh, what do you think about that?
Hey, even a broken clock, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I like the way he manages to sneak it in, huh?
Well, now I guess no longer Jimmy Carter can go on being 10 times, even 100 times the anti-Semite that Pat Buchanan is.
Oh, my.
You know, that disgusting, you guys probably don't know this nationwide, but this disgusting Mark Simone from the WABC blowtorch in New York City. He has his own show there, and he filled in for Sean Insanity a few weeks back.
Really?
And anyway, he got.
Well, no wonder I didn't listen.
No, but he, so that's when he invented Carter's putative anti-Semitism, even more so, I guess, than his imbecility. Carter's, that is.
Yeah.
It was a really, and then he gets some call a few weeks back from some putatively even more a socialist chucklehead that mm-hmm. cast him as being one of these arch conservatives, and there's almost nobody further to the left than this Mark Simone. God bless you.
Well, he's a neocon. Thank you.
I'm thinking, man, you can't buy propaganda like that. He just loved getting that call.
Well, put it this way. He knows who butters his buns.
God bless.
Thank you. Bless you, too. All right. Do we have another caller to go to yet? Oh, yeah, Steve the Sign Guy's with us. I almost forgot. Hello, Steve. You're on the program.
Hey, Rick. How you doing tonight?
All right. How are you doing, Steve? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, well, you know, during the holidays, I get a little down, I guess.
Well, how are you doing? Reflecting back to the last time you were in Washington.
Yeah, well, the last time I was at the White House in January with the nice weather, I get upset when I think about the Bohemian Grove. So I started saying with a loud voice, George Bush is not a Christian, Google Bohemian Grove. And somebody didn't like that, so they complained to the Secret Service. It was on a Saturday. And so the Secret Service wanted to see my ID, my driver's license. Well, I said, I've got a card. Here's my card, you know. And one of the other protesters, a lady, said, you don't have to show them your driver's license. So I said, okay, I won't.
Mm.
And, of course, I had on my RBN First Amendment T-shirt. So I said, who will stand with me?
And well, now we get the Secret Service listening to Republic, huh?
Yeah, and anyway, I didn't give them my driver's license, and guess what? They didn't do a thing about it. But you were talking about the Babylonian Talmud, and right now I'm on piratenews.org.
Yes.
And I'm looking at this picture of George Bush with his big Babylonian Talmud in his hand on his way as a student of the Babylonian Talmud to receive lessons from Ari Fleischer, who is a ordained rabbi.
That's correct.
And the Babylonian Talmud, the Talmudic Jews, or the Edomite Jews, I believe I'm correct in that, and goes back to the Canaanites, I suppose. I love Jewish people. You know.
Yeah, so not quite, but that's all right. We'll get into that some other time.
But anyway,
they go back to Cain. I know that. They go back to Cain, who slew righteous Abel, remember.
You know, there's one thing that, you know, Revelations 2:9, I've got a Hebrew Bible here. It says it just a little different. I know your works in pressure and poverty, yet you are rich.
Yeah.
And the blasphemy of those who say they are Yehudim, which is Jews, and are not, but are a congregation of Satan. So, you know, George Bush and all of them, they're a congregation of Satan.
Yeah. Satan's going to bring in peace and safety. George Bush says it all the time. He wants to bring in peace, democracy, and all those good things so we can all be liberated and free.
Yeah, we don't care how many children or innocent women and men we
kill. That's the idea, even if it kills you.
And, you know, so that's one thing that really upsets me when I think about this president, who professes to be a Christian and believe in the anointed one, the Messiah.
Uh-huh.
Son of my heavenly Father, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then behind his back, he worships. He said he's the Babylonian Talmud, and from what I saw Ted Pike's video about the other Israel and on the Talmud. It calls for the beheading of Christians and Muslims.
That's correct. Yes, Ted Pike's videos.
Yeah, it says Christ was a homosexual. Allows priests to have sex with girls that are over 3 years old. I mean, this is just, you know, these people are just evil.
See, that's something that we need to read from more readily and more frequently, because unlike the questions and the debates over the, you know, the protocols, we have their words right there that should be read, their words from the Babylonian Talmud. And that's something you can document. That's something you can read chapter and verse. So I say let's concentrate on the Talmud, and let's not worry about whether or not the you know, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion are real or true or false or falsified or not. You've got the evidence. Just read it. Now, I'm not saying that everyone who says he's a Jew is even a Talmudist, because many of them are not. I don't think they even know. Most probably don't. I'm not sure. But there's no question that the few in power, they know what the Talmud says. They know who they are, and they know what and who you are, young man.
Well, I'm sure George Bush knows who I am, because I'm sure he's heard my voice many times very loudly in front of the White House. But, yes, so, you know,
the day of reckoning is coming for George and company.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking a little retreat. I'm starting a new job. I'm going to take some R&R on an island with a friend of mine and kind of build myself up, come back here in April, I've got a job as a book buyer, going to colleges and universities, buying books from professors.
All right.
Real good job. You can make really good money at that.
Well, I'm glad you called me. It's been a long time, and I'm glad to hear you're still well, and you're going to take a little R&R, and you will return to the fray. I know you will.
Yeah, I'll be back out there with the mobile media center in front of the White House, and we're going to be working on some strategies and stuff on the island. You know, sometimes you got to get out to the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, the time that I think may be the right time may not be the right time. So you have to wait on the Lord and serve him and build up your strength and let him reveal some things. You don't just do everything on your own, you know. You have to really be led by the Spirit.
All right. Good for you, Steve, the sign guy.
This is a real good website, piratenews.org.
Piratenews.org.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. I mean, I've just barely looked into it in the last week or so. But, you know, what I'm saying is, Jesus cursed the fig tree, so we can curse the wicked, you know. We can curse them, put a curse on them. And the reason I believe that God will allow me to do that to George Bush and Cheney them is because they profess to follow the Anointed One, and they're not lying to me. They're lying to the Holy Spirit, and that's a bad deal.
That's right.
All right, Steve.
Keep checking in. Keep in touch, and we'll gladly be speaking with you in the days ahead. All right? Take your good rest and relaxation.
And I'll call you from the island later.
I am looking forward to it. Thank you, Steve. Bless you.
God bless you, Radio.
Amen.
Pleasure.
All right. Good for you, Steve. All right. Do I have a spare moment now between calls? Oh, thank you. Well, I can't really take a breather, but I can read this. Question remains, did Hillary Clinton order the Waco assault? This is a news commentary from Tyler Duncan, I believe, and it was posted on the Revolutionary Coalition website, and this is what he says. He says, according to Linda Tripp, it was Hillary and not Bill Clinton who directed the final assault on Waco, Texas. During an interview in February 2001, the former White House aide alleged that Hillary Clinton pressured the late Vince Foster to resolve the Waco standoff. As a result, more than 80 men, women, and children were killed. Appearing on CNN's Larry King Live, Tripp suggested that Foster, at Mrs. Clinton's direction, transmitted the order to move on the Branch Davidian's Waco compound, which culminated in a military-style attack on the building. Her accusation lends weight to charges made previously by Special Forces expert and Waco investigator Steve Barry. According to the former Special Forces member, Hillary set up a special crisis center, unquote, in the White House to deal with Waco. Serving with her in the center was Vince Foster, who, according to his widow, was subsequently fueled by horror at the carnage at Waco, for which the White House had ultimately been responsible. Foster himself was found dead from a gunshot wound to the head in a Virginia park 3 months later. Could he have known too much about Waco? Well, anyway, those are questions that are raised about Hillary Clinton now being involved, purportedly, in the move on Waco and the genocide that was committed there. So she'd make a great president. I have no doubt about that. But which country? Well, that's another question, isn't it? Yes, I would agree with you. That is another question, Rick. Well, one of the things I also didn't have time for tonight, may have some time tomorrow night, but we do have Americans for Immigration Control coming on again. They've requested some time, so we're going to give it to them. But I want to remind you about AFTA. AFTA. You know what AFTA is? Not NAFTA. AFTA is the American Free Trade Agreements. AFTA. Well, Mr. George Bush and the Democratic Congress should, by all stretch of the imagination, launch a new association. That's what it's called, AFTA. The AFTA could shape the future of Western Hemisphere, offering a new foreign and economic policy design that combines trade, open societies, development, and democracy. So says, quote, Mr. Howard Phillips. Well, that's open to question, Howard, but in any event, that would be more, shall we say, palatable than NAFTA. Indeed. Well, in fact, the FTAA, the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, is a treaty that is not a treaty. In fact, it has never been enacted, as you know, and it involves the five states of Central America, the Dominican Republic, indeed, and they're talking about the need to codify and ratify this treaty called FTAA, which has never been legally ratified, totally illegal, totally unconstitutional, just as the North American Union proposal by Robert Pastor, signed on by George Bush, Fox, and Martin in Canada. And yet that is exactly what they are promoting, the same agenda of the unification of the Americas under this Security and Prosperity Partnership. And none other than Mr. Robert Zoellick. You remember him? Mr. Robert Zoellick. He is the progenitor and the pusher for George W. Bush's top schemes against U.S. economic nationalism in favor of internationalism. Be right back with much more. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will continue.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers light lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com. Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're talking about the AFTA proposal versus the NAFTA proposal, and the good versus the evil, so to speak. And, of course, it involves economic nationalism, which, of course, George Bush and the neocons despise, you know, because they believe in economic internationalism to the point where they also believe it cannot be done without political internationalism. So, you know, there may be a number of free market people who do believe in free trade, who do believe in free exchange, and that is fine. That's not the issue here. The issue is total and complete political and military mergers with other nations, not for free trade, but for total and complete usurpation of power, the power of the sovereignties of the nations involved. So what we're talking about is usurpation, not freedom, not free trade. And that's how easily people get hooked in to this line about freedom. It's not freedom. Why do you think the neocons favor free trade? Why do you think they favor it? Because they're interventionists. They're one-worlders. They're globalists. These Trotskyites, these Marxists, these total and complete hegemonists, they want a one-world unified system for their benefit and for your total and complete dissatisfaction. That's the enslavement of the world, a one-world system. Now you're getting into the Babylonian Talmud. Now you're getting into the vision of Daniel, the prophet. Indeed, you're getting into Daniel's dream, Daniel's vision. Now you're getting into the horns and the toes and the heads and the feet and the clay and all of that that is prophesied, that's happening today. The one-world system. It can't work. It will collapse. The iron and the clay, the free and the bond, the socialist and the freedom, totally and completely incompatible. That is the meaning of what is being proposed. And yet they're doing it. They're doing it because their father, Satan, wants such a system. He wants to facilitate a one-world system which is totally and completely antithetical to the Scriptures. No, I know that Jesus is coming back to rule the world, a one world, not in man's sense, not on man's terms, not as a, quote, universalist, socialist, new world order under Satan, but one that's directed by Jesus himself. One that is fair and just, not unjust and unfair and one-sided and totally and completely evil. That is what they have planned for us, ladies and gentlemen. That system, not Jesus' rule in the millennium. There's a big difference, a major difference. Let's never forget that. Well, I see the clock ticking. I'm just about out of time. No more time for calls. We will do it all over again, God willing, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central Time, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org is the website. Don't forget it. Look it up. Support it. I'll be back tomorrow night right after Mike Collins Piper's program. And, of course, you continue to stay listening to RBN for Mr. Whalen and Company. Coming up next, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Thank you for listening and your participation. Good night and God bless.